Proton Mail is a bunch of propaganda. Dude, I cannot believe how many people have just completely lost their minds, lost the plot when it comes to privacy and Proton. In this episode, we're going to break down the technical reasons as to why they're flawed, as well as what you should actually be doing about it. I'm Shadow Rebel, and this is Simplified Privacy. All right, so the main thing to take home here is that Proton Mail receives your email unencrypted, and then you're going onto a web app and entering in your password to their web app that they're serving, that they're making up the code for, and then so both ends of this are insecure. First, let's handle the unencrypted receiving of the email. So they're just doing regular email. So if some dude sends you Gmail or he sends you Yahoo, it just comes in as a regular email and they're seeing it in plain text and you're trusting them to then encrypt it. Okay, so this is a conflict of interest. The whole reason they're doing this stuff is to hide it from themselves. So people go, oh, Proton, it's zero knowledge. It's nonsense, bro. They encrypted it to do the zero knowledge, and you have no access or way to control that at all. And this is the flaw of all email, is completely ass backwards. The encryption is not based on even the domain. The domain owner, all they're doing is pointing it to who's going to receive it, and then that location is the one that has the keys to decrypt it. So basically you're trusting the cloud wherever you point it to. And this is the flaw with all email. But Proton Mail, they don't want to act like, oh yeah, every email is flawed, so don't use email for sensitive stuff. They instead want to be like, oh, we're doing zero knowledge, and even if the police ask us, we'll never be able to do anything. Meanwhile, they're handing over thousands of emails a year. It's growing exponentially. You can look at their transparency reports. You'll see it's like 3,000, 4,000 going up every year through the roof. If it's so zero knowledge, unencrypted, top secure Switzerland, then what the hell are all these transparency report cases about? It's nonsense. Then on top of that, you're entering your password in to their web app. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, it's open source, bro. It's browser-based encryption open source. But this is nonsense, man. Are you actually looking at that code every single time you enter your password? You're not, man. Get the hell out of here. Anytime you reopen Proton Mail, they can change the code to serve you something new. You're entering in the password, and then the password is linked to the PGP key. So they're forcing you to enter your PGP key into the app itself, and then using the password to get to that PGP key. That's not end-to-end encryption. It's cloud-to-cloud, because it's coming in unencrypted, and then they're PGPing it, and then you're not even decrypting it using your own PGP key. You're using their web app. It's total nonsense. And a lot of people are going to go, oh, well, it's better than nothing, right? And the problem, though, is that it encourages centralization. Proton Mail, they're only bragging about how it's encrypted proton to proton. But if it's just PGP keys, you could do that with any email. And you know, the really messed up thing is these other competitors, like let's say Tutanota, they are not even using PGP. So if someone with Proton Mail emails a Tutanota guy, none of it is end-to-end encrypted, even though they're both using end-to-end services that they're claiming are end-to-end. So it's nonsense. The fact that these people are all making an email system that only works for their own thing is total baloney bonkers. And I know some people are going to attack me. They're going to be like, oh, well, you could use Proton with PGP externally, like some other dude could do it. But the problem with this is that now you're taking a dude, some guy is emailing you with PGP, which normally would be awesome, but now you're taking away that privacy by forcing the Proton dude to have his PGP key in the web app. It's defeating the whole point, and it's encouraging centralization, which is the enemy of privacy. People are bragging on and on about Tor and how it's, you know, going all these different servers. Meanwhile, you're centralizing everything to Proton. And it encourages people to not seek alternatives because of the network effect of them just having this automatic fake thing. Not to mention, and we mentioned Tor, but when you Proton has an onion front end. When you go to the Onion site, when you sign up, it forwards you to the Clear Web. I don't know if it's still doing this at the time I was recording it, but I've had that happen when I've signed up for bullshit burner accounts. It forwards you to the Clear Web. What is even the purpose then of having the Tor Onion? And, you know, they used to have requirements for a phone number when you'd sign up. Like, why am I on the dark web? I'm on Tor, and you're asking me for a phone number? Now they ask for an email. You gotta already have an email to get an email. Like, what the hell is that? Like, what is wrong with you? Now people are gonna be like, oh, well, they gotta stop spammers. Well, just make people pay. Like, they're into Bitcoin, fine. Pay a little Bitcoin. And we'll talk about the Bitcoin in a second. But I first wanna mention that they, on top of that, they used to have the World Economic Forum person on their board. And then that person was still there, and they removed the World Economic Forum label because they were so embarrassed that they have this, world plot government leader on their supposed privacy company. Proton, they accept Bitcoin, but it's layer one Bitcoin. Like, how they made a Bitcoin wallet that's just a regular layer one wallet, and then it's a web app. So instead of having people, it's exactly like their email, right? We want to instead have people generating a PGP key using something like Cleopatra and then using it in a client like Thunderbird where the server isn't able to see anything. The way we should be living our lives is we have clients over protocols, and the servers are like a commodity. This is why I love Noster, right? This is, we should be having encrypted chat clients. It doesn't even matter. SimpleX, Session, Matrix, XMPP. You got clients. You have clients for sending out your Noster posts. You have a Bastion client or whatever. Even documents, you can have only Office is a client. So you're seeing the changes in the document and then you upload that to the cloud. Everything is clients. This whole business of things in a web browser is nonsense. If you have Bitcoin, you'd have Electrum wallet or a wallet on your phone or whatever. You got a wallet on your computer, and so then you're the one that controls those private keys. Not you're typing your thing into a web app and they're storing it. That's total nonsense. Dude, so they made this fake Bitcoin wallet and they're encouraging people to do a web app. Meanwhile, they don't even accept, at least at the time of this recording or when they came out with the web Bitcoin client, they don't even accept layer two Bitcoin. So even if we forget about them not taking Monero, which is, why do they not take Monero? They're saying, oh, privacy by default. Well, that's the same motto that Monero has, but they don't want anything to do with Monero. They're going to call us a shitcoin. Even if I ignore that, you're doing a Bitcoin wallet. Meanwhile, you're not even taking layer two for your email or your VPN. They got people shelling out like $5 a month or whatever it is for their VPN. Who the hell is gonna pay that on the layer one? It's like, it's the whole cost of it would be the transaction cost on the layer one. So, dude, it's fucking nonsense. So they're going on and on about how all these other coins are shit coins and Bitcoin is the true thing. And so then they got these people on Noster who are like, oh yeah, Proton, they're making all this progress towards Bitcoin. It's total baloney. The whole reason we like Bitcoin, the whole reason we like Noster is because it's clients. And then the server is a commodity. It doesn't matter. So what's the real answer? What should you be doing? You should be self-hosting. Now, a lot of people will complain about self-hosting. They'll go, oh, well, the provider of the cloud can still see it. And that's true. But here's the thing. The cloud providers are decentralized. They're random companies that are renting you services as opposed to it all being in Proton. And then not only is it decentralized around the world, all these different providers, they're not even set up to be snapshotting emails. I mean, we're talking about them getting a government request. First, the government has to find that service, what country are they in, they have to coordinate with them, and then that company has to go, okay, well, who's the guy who's supposed to be doing snapshots, and he has to figure out what email software you're even using, going through that. It's this whole convoluted process. It's going to be different for every person, and so this adds a strong layer of deterrent to capturing all the data versus with Proton, the entire process is automated. They know exactly which legal person at the Proton team to contact, and Proton is not even fighting these cases. And if you don't know how to self-host, if it's too complicated for you, then organizations like ours, like Simplify Privacy, can do it for you. But here's the thing. I'm not pretending that our email setups are anything special. Any random cunt could do this. It's just reading the documentation. We're using MailU, which is just, it's an open source email server software. And we set up in Docker, so this way you can get other services too on the same VPS. But there's other stuff out there. There's like mail in a box. The thing I dislike about mail in a box is it uses the whole server for just that email, and then you don't really get the benefit of having your own server if you can't have a website, if you can't, have encrypted messengers like, you know, host a Matrix, host an XMPP, whatever you want. You could host documents like CryptPad if you want, or Nextcloud, whatever. You could do stuff with your server. If you're paying the same amount of money with mail in a box, you lose the whole VPS to just email. Now, if you want to set it up yourself and you think it's easy and so you got a couple buddies chipping in some money, that's fine. Then there's no problem with that. And the main thing is be using clients and move away from web apps. All right, I'm Shadow Rebel. This is Simplified Privacy.